voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Cobbers, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Men at Work, obviously. And this is Midnight Oil.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and
time has come. A fact's a fact.
That's a surprising ending, doesn't it, that track? That was Midnight Oil, Beds Are... Shall we try that again? That was Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, as suggested by The Plague Doc and Ben Gray. So thank you very much to both of you for that. Ahead of that was, of course, Men at Work, Down Under from 1982. That was suggested by Bodger and Distinct Dipole, who, by the way, is a fresh Jeffrey. Welcome along, Distinct Dipole. Good to have you here. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and we're back once again for the Renegade Master, etc., etc. Shut up, Darren. I'm going to play another track, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you all about this week's theme, which, if you've been paying attention so far with the two songs I've played, you may be able to get a grasp on. Maybe the third one will give it away. This is Savage Garden.
Anytime I need to see a face, I just close my eyes. And I am taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feeling take a chapter in the face of my spine, straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want to. Well, come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Put a look and then I smell a perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for. Conversation is a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a mate. But the time I'm talking, using symbols, using what's gonna be like into a deep sea diver who is swimming with the raincoat. Well, come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. I just close my eyes and I'm taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feelings take up shelter in the base of my spine, shit like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want you.
Ooh, I want you.
Fun fact, A few years ago, this was used as an example of a song that only a select few people knew if you were born between certain years. And yeah, that actually figures. That was Savage Garden with I Want You. And who remembered Savage Garden? They had some really good tunes, actually. I'll stand by that. Anyway, thank you very much to Steph for that suggestion, and Miss Melanie H as well, who I think might have suggested another Savage Garden track, but that one's a banger and I went with it, so hope you don't mind the editorialising. Anyway, the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is A Land Down Under, on account of last Monday it was Australia Day. Now, before anybody says anything, I'm not here to condone colonialism. I'm led to believe that's quite bad. However, the country of Australia, and indeed, from here in my perspective, in the Northern Hemisphere, the Antipodean countries have produced some absolutely banging music. So that's what we're celebrating. There's nothing deeper than that. There rarely is anything deeper than that here on the playlist. So yeah, it's basically 2 hours of banging music that is from the Antipodean countries, about it, has some tenuous connection in some way. You know how we do here on the playlist. Point of note, Midnight Oil, playing that partly because... well, it's a great tune, but also because Rob Hurst, the former drummer, died last week. So, rest in peace, Rob Hurst. You played some fine drums. Right, onwards. This next one, suggested by Real Ale Rocks, and astonishingly, is a track I've never played before. I've played the very, very original of it, but not this one. This is Natalie Imbruglia.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch, I'm torn.
Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Twofer there for you. That was Natalie Imbruglia with Torn from 97, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks, thank you very much, followed by Kylie Minogue, obviously, with Can't Get You Out of My Head from 2001, as suggested by Ian Robinson. Thank you very much, Ian. That's an absolutely cracking suggestion. There is a mix out there, a mashup of that with Blue Monday, and it's shocking how well those two tunes go together. The bed, by the way, is... Digging Out by Jamiroquai, as suggested by... Real Ale Rocks again, thank you very much. So, this week, a little point of order. There were 106 suggestions, I think it was, in the end, by... almost as many people. So, unfortunately, not everybody gets a track in this week, but most of you do. So, you know, it all works out. Anyway, that does mean that I best shut up and play some more tunes. This one is in excess because it's great.
I said, I'm a hello, hello. Oh, hello, hello. I was sleeping in the sand with some dreams in my head that were causing an extension to the tail of my bed. And the waves were rolling like the curves on those legs, like that sweet beach pillow with a centerfold spread. In the midst of the summer, I heard some footsteps are creeping, and I woke to discover the woman I've been dreaming. She knelt down beside, said, can I share your pillow? I rolled over and I said, well, hello, hello. Some like cars and some like the houses with the rooftop spires, and some like the gossip about some rich sugar daddies. But me and my friends were like the golden brown honeys, and some like watching people living on TV. That's a little strange if you're asking me, cause I like to eat and laugh and play. And all these are the things I know. Well, hello, hello. Oh, hello, hello. Ah, hello, hello. Thank you.
splendid. That was the Cat Empire with Hello, as suggested by Moth Ninja. So thank you very much, Moth Ninja, for that. I enjoyed that enormously. Ahead of that was In Excess, Need You Tonight, as suggested by Dr. Catelyn Swisslip. And also Tiger Crash, so thank you very much for both of you for that suggestion. There were a couple of In Excess suggestions, but obviously I went with that one because it's great. So this is the playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is A Land Down Under. And obviously. it isn't all Australian, it has to be said. There are some other nationalities sprinkled in amongst all this, but it is primarily Australian, because it turns out that Australia has an unusual amount of really good artists, including this next one, which is completely new to me, and I'm so glad I've discovered it, because it's just wonderful. As suggested by The Dark Knight, who is a fresh Jeffrey. Or indeed, a new Bruce. Thank you very much, The Dark Knight. This is Old Man Emu by John Williamson.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? I'm better da 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 da. Well, the eagle's flying round and round to keep my 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now, I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I could run the pants of a kangaroo. But da 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 da. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, he was the model for the 50 cents. The designer should have had more sense. Take a look, it'll prove to you I ran the pairs of that kangaroo. Take a look, it'll prove to you he ran the pairs of the kangaroo. You can't loop the loo like a cockatoo. Swoop and toss like an albatross. Silly galah, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try and talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the dingo came around one day.
Hey there, emu, you wanna play?
But the emu was too smart for him. Walked right up and kicked him in the shin. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a dingo too.
Oh yeah, but he had to kick me in the shin first.
Well, the last time I saw old man emu, he was chasing a female he knew. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty, Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty, Duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the kookaburra laughed and he said, it's true,
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
In Australia, a bandit or an outlaw is called a bush ranger. one of Australia's most infamous bushranger was a man named Ned Kelly. Ned Kelly was a wild young bushranger. Out of Victoria he rode with his brother Dan. He loved his people and he loved his freedom, and he loved to ride the wide open land. Ned Kelly was a victim of the changes that came when his land was a sprouting seed, and the wrongs he did were multiplied in legend, with young Australia growing like a weed. Ned Kelly took the blame, Ned Kelly won the fame, Ned Kelly brought the shame, and then Ned Kelly hanged. Well, he hid out in the bush and in the forest, and he loved to hear the wind blow in the trees, while the men behind the badge were coming for him. Ned said, "They'll never bring me to my knees." But everything was change and running cycles, and Ned knew that his day was at an end. He made a suit of armor out of plowshares, but Ned was brought down by the trooper's men. Ned Kelly took the blame, Ned Kelly won the fame, Ned Kelly brought the shame, and then Ned Kelly hanged.
Bed no more, you can't ride in my car. I won't let you good for me, baby. It's never gonna get that far. I'm gonna send you back to wherever the hell it was you came. And then I'm gonna get this tattoo changed to another girl's name. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. The honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way. You can't borrow my shirts no more. You can't make a love to me. I hope don't be up there no more. Ain't the way it's gonna be. I should've left you, baby, back in that last town. Just the kind of fool you made me, girl. I'll never live it down. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. Your honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way.
Yeah.
was this week years old when I learned that The Cruel Sea are an Australian band. I've known that song since 1997-98, when Empire Records came out, and that's on the soundtrack to Empire Records. It's great, I love it. Had no idea they were Australian until this week. They were suggested by Ian Malcolm, who also plus won the Midnight Oil track earlier. So thank you, Ian, for that suggestion. It was great. Ahead of that was Johnny Cash, obviously singing about Ned Kelly, one of those damnable Americans working his way into a show about a land down under. That was suggested by White Wolf, so thank you, White Wolf. And yeah, ahead of that was John Williamson with the delightful Old Man Emu, which seems to have gone down very, very well. It will be in the streaming playlists after the show goes, after the show ends, so keep an eye out for that. Also, what will be in the streaming playlist, and in fact I'm going to put it as the first track in the extras playlist, is the track that Troggy suggested, and that I said with some certainty in our chat on Signal that I have put that in the list, but apparently I did not put it in the list. So very sorry, Troggy, I do apologise. So onwards, this is the playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is A Land Down Under, and you cannot do a radio show about A Land Down Under, which of course broadly includes Australia, without including what is arguably one of their finest national anthems. So as suggested by Seard, this is a live version. Very, very important that this has to be a live version of The Angels' Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?
Described it clearly, but the sky began to fall. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again? Tram cars and taxis like the wax legs on the moon. Carry your girls past me, but none of them are you. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again? Without you near me, I've got no place to go. When at the bar, maybe you might show. To stop these tears that's falling from my eyes. Oh, walk on in the rain so no one sees me cry. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again?
I'm
That is one of the most genuinely beautiful things I know. It is the Angels, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again, live. I tried looking into it. I don't actually know where it comes from, but there's this tradition now in Australia, and it has been for apparently about 40 years now, where the audience participates in that track. That was never intended. In fact, apparently the song is about the writer, a friend of his girlfriend died in an accident of some description, and he wrote this beautiful, lovely song, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? And the crowd did with it as the crowd do with these things, thus proving that art does not belong to the artist. I love that so much. So thank you very much to Siert for that suggestion. Unfortunately, it did mean that I couldn't find room for the other suggestion he made that was also really good, but I couldn't not play that. So I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. This next one is I think the most tenuous link of the week, and I enjoy it enormously because of that. This next one was suggested by Sheza T, and the artist is American. The song is not about a land down under at all, but it reminds her of when she was in New Zealand and it was everywhere on the radio, and yeah, that's lovely. What more could you want? This is Jack Johnson with Better Together.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. And it's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
really was a lovely little blast from the past. From 2005, that was Jack Johnson with Better Together, as suggested by Shezza T, because it reminded her of her honeymoon, no less, in New Zealand, because it was being played a lot back then. So, well, I hope I whisked you back to New Zealand there, Shezza, and Opinionated Geek, her husband, I guess. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Do you know what? I'm going to go back and listen to that album again, because I haven't listened to it since probably 2007, and I seem to remember really enjoying it back then, as everybody did. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and this next track, if you've got the good headphones, then you should probably get them on, because it's 6 minutes and 17 seconds of absolute beauty. So sit back and enjoy this one. It was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, but was plus one'd by a whole thread of people talking about it. So sit back for the next 6.5 minutes and enjoy The Dead Can Dance with the host of Seraphim.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Sniffers, Security. That one was suggested by that deaf guy, so thank you very much for that. Ahead at the top of the hour was Dead Can Dance with a Host of Seraphim from 1988. That was suggested by Sod's Lawyer. This is the playlist. The theme this week is A Land Down Under, where it has to be said 95% of the songs are from Australian artists. Oh, there's Americans, they get in everywhere, don't they? There's a couple of New Zealand artists, and actually there are like three American artists, but yeah, primarily it's Australian, which, you know, is because it was inspired by Australia Day, so kind of works out. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Nikki Quote. This was the first song, apart from the one that Troggy suggested that I completely forgot to include, the first song that was suggested after I announced the theme on air by Nikki Quote, who was aghast to find that I'd only ever played one song by this act. And I too was aghast, because they are the finest rock and roll band to ever strut the earth. This is The Chats.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her.
Say, before I let you get away,
said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. Come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you her with me, but you were with another man, yeah. I know we ain't got much to say. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
It is fair to say that Jet peaked very, very early with, you know, their first single. But my God, what any of us would give to write a song as good as that. Wonderful. That was Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl, as suggested by Swizzler. Thank you very much, Swizzler. Ahead of that was the mighty, mighty, mighty Chats with Smoko from 2018's Reckless Behaviour, I think that was called. That was suggested by Nicky Quote, and I thank him eternally for that suggestion, because, well, I was going to have to shoehorn some Chats in anyway, and didn't really know whether I could justify kicking somebody else's suggestion for my own. But I didn't need to. You should go onto YouTube. When I'm done, of course, when the playlist is finished, you should go onto YouTube and look up their Splendor in the Grass live set. They play, it's like 20 minutes long. They play about 20 songs in that time. I've seen a lot of live bands, and I've watched a lot of live music on videos and whatnot, and, you know, actually live. And I don't think I've ever seen a band play as fast as the Chats do. They're incredible, absolutely incredible. So go and check that out when I'm off air, of course. Yeah, I love the Chats. They're great. This next one was suggested by Igath Gokh, which I think I'm pronouncing correctly. I'm sure they'll pop up and tell me that I've absolutely butchered that one. But this is an act that is new to me, but I really enjoyed this track. And in fact, they suggested three of their songs because they're greedy. But this one, I really liked it. It's really nice. This is Eskimo Joe with Sarah.
Flowers, you're so shy. So just open your eyes. and try. I don't know if anyone asks me the reason I lied.
Looking at porn or playing, fucking higher too. They come, they go, they never do.
Well, that was melodious, wasn't it? That was the Drones with the Minotaur, as suggested by Michael Gale. So thank you very much for that, Mick. Is it Mick? Michael? I don't think it really matters, does it? Well, not to me anyway. I love you, whatever your name is. Ahead of that was Eskimo Joe with Sarah from 2006, as suggested by... Now, Rollo Treadway said in the chat, the Y is like the U in the English butt. So I'm going to assume that what that means is your name is actually Agathgok? I'm gonna go with that. And if I've butchered it once again, then I can only apologise. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is A Land Down Under. And down under the land down under is Tasmania, which I learned this week back when the English first got there. And I can only apologise on behalf of all the English. It went by the name of Van Diemen's Land. And, well, this is Dan McCabe with Van Diemen's Land.
Come all ye gallant poachers who ramble void of care, who wander out on moonlit nights with your dog and gun and snare. Oh, the hair and lofty pheasant you will have at your command, not thinking on your last career spent on Van Diemen's Land. Young Thomas Brown from Nina Town, Jack Murphy and poor Joe were three determined poachers the country well did know. By the keeper of the game one night, brave boys they were trepanned and straight away transported unto Van Diemen's Land. And the first day that we landed there upon that fatal shore, the planters gathered around us, there might be 20 score, and they ranked us off like horses and sold us out of hand, and they yoked us to the plough, brave boys, for to plough Van Diemen's Land. Now the cottages that we live in are made of sods of earth. Have rotten straw for bedding, but we dare not say a word. And we ring our huts with fire ring and slumber while we can, for to keep at bay those beasts of prey that prowl Van Diemen's Land. God bless our wives and families, likewise that happy shore, that I love sweet contentment which we shall see no more. As for those wretched females, see them we seldom can. There are 14 men to every woman on Van Diemen's Land. And oft times when I'm slumbering, I'll have a pleasant dream. I am sitting by the cool green grass down by a burning stream, or I am rambling through the meadow fair, my sweetheart by the hand. I awaken broken hearted, still on Van Diemen's Land. For 14 years is a long, long time, and that's our sentence run. For nothing more than poaching is all I've ever done. And you give up both your dog and gun and poaching every man. If you'd only known the hardships that run Van Diemen's Land. Great chance. I had £500 laid out in my hand. I'd give it all up for poaching that I could command, and then I'd return to Heron's Isle and be a happy man. And I'd bid farewell to poaching, likewise on demon's land.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Connie's the land to the men of the main. Can't you see what you've done to me? Changes come and changes they go. The land is here for us to have and to hold. It's not 40,000 dollars or more, but 40,000 years of culture here. Happiness is a real thing, it's a real thing. High tide is coming in, the pigeon calls, the sharks are here. God is the land to the man. Can't you see what you've done to me? Happiness is a real thing, is a real thing. High tide is coming in, the pigeon calls, the sharks are here. Gone is the land to the man of the mine. Can't you see what you've done to me?
This is Jarvis Cocker, and when I'm not spending my time making babies, or living like common people, I definitely listen to the playlist.
Carry it all away, laughing the tears away, singing the night into day, laughing it all away. She sings and plays in a rock and roll band, a smile on her face. not your charity. She asked no favors from a briefcase, bully boys with their cocaine lawyers. She won't watch them destroy this working life. Carry it all away, laughing the tears away.
Splendid. That was Red Gum, Laughing It All Away. That was suggested by what is it on my list? Steve199. Thank you, Steve199. Ahead of that was Yotu Yindi, I believe it's pronounced. And that was just beautiful. That was Gone Is the Land from 2000, suggested by Floating Onion. That was properly lovely. And ahead of that was Dan McCabe, an Irish artist, of course, on a show about a land down under, singing about Van Diemen's Land, which is, you know, what the English called it. It was then gone on to be called Tasmania, but according to Mike Gale, Big Daddy Mick, its name is actually Lutruwita. Lutruwita? I don't know. You can tell I've never heard these words, but anyway, that's its proper name, and I apologise to every single resident of that island, which, by the way, is the part of the artwork for this week's show that Troggy put together. My beard is Tasmania, so of course, and it's wonderful. This next one is an act from the country of Aotearoa. Is that how we pronounce it? Aotearoa, I think it is, yeah. I can only apologise for my terrible colonial English tongue. Anyway, yeah, this is, as suggested by Art McCrae, this is OMC with How Bizarre.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Belly bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination
be pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster, reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
The clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
We'll be right back. survival. How do we love when all the time goes? Depending to the you us multiverse. My heart heals and I'm just trying to feel first. And it's funny when the times align. Shit gets crazy but I know I'm fine. Mystical like Wakanda. Wait, cause if we had it that way, you know it could be great. Life be like honey. It's real, it's sweet, evolving. And if love ain't the medicine, I'll fucking starve. System chew you, spit you out, and make you hard. Baby girl beside me, and I wanna teach her rest. We can't continue with colonial stress. And I am being and doing all that I can. Embodied and it is enacted every day. It is in knowing one's own power, even and especially in those most violent encounters, that we are able to remember how powerful we really are.
Nima!
Tell Kiki bring an urban back. Chuck a couple laps with a Persian cat. Follow rainbow tracks where the serpent's at. You know the mood's right when we in the mood tight. Get used to bright lights. Sitting the town charts and looking for no fight. Sights on the prize, I'll be looking to book flights. Come get your hooks at, watch how we do things. Paint cut a clam from crambled to cans. Carving up critics who can't understand how we use slang to sing a new thing. Pay my wife was right, so fuck the new king. Brown nose and blokes getting down on one knee to kiss the new ring. We in the same court, facing the same charge. That's the same crown and that's the same judge. Same DPP still trying to blame us.
Sovereignty never ceded. This phrase finds itself on black bodies, on belt buckles and t-shirts, etched on tourist signs and Facebook memes, song titles and protest banners from cities to shorelines. It is a refusal to subscribe to the myth of our demise. But still here is not an appeal to be seen. It represents a victory lap for black fellas, a fierce reminder to the colonizers that they didn't succeed, never have, and never will.
River mouth.
Should be tearing down walls, but they dipped us into laying bricks. Candle flame, flicker, illumination, the thicker wick, sing of solidarity. You talk politics, but you're only at the rallies for the likes and the clicks. So do you want a revolution? Or just publicity? Is apathy just a weaker flavour of complicity? Make love, make art, make joyful jam sessions. But you're never actively resisting systems of oppression. Brown soldiers of a white invasion. Constricted into something we don't fully understand. Brightly coloured wrapping paper for colonisation. Decorative diversity painted on the black land. Prison guard or prisoner, the migrant's false dilemma. Assimilate into oppressor, now we're standing together. No one's gonna fund us to fight for liberation. Lighting candles and vigils, we should be lighting up police stations.
Suggested by Rollo Treadway, that was Matt Sue's Obscure Orchestra with Live, Laugh, Decolonize. They're from Brisbane, as were the band before that, the Go-Betweens, as suggested by CC Ferry. And what I discovered this evening, and it's delightful, is that there is a bridge in Brisbane called the Go-Between Bridge, officially called the Go-Between Bridge, named after the band. Isn't that lovely? Because what does a bridge do if not go between? And ahead of that was OMC with How Bizarre from 1995, suggested by Art McCray, which I was just reading up on them on Wikipedia, and two of the founding members, both brothers, both passed away. One was 40, the other one was 41. Isn't that dreadful? But man, they left behind a great tune. I love that song, and I don't care who knows it. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, where I'm running approximately 4 minutes heavy now, so I'm going to shut up and play some more music. This next artist is not Australian, but I think you know why I'm playing this one.
We don't need
In all her glory, that was Tina Turner. We don't need another hero. Obviously, Tina Turner, not one of them Australians, but that was taken from a very Australian movie, Mad Max 3 Beyond Thunderdome. So thank you very much to Ben Gray for that suggestion. That was great. Right, on to most important matters. Next week's theme. Next week's theme is We All Stand Together. We All Stand Together. Boom, boom, boom. Hey. That will probably get suggested and it might get played. I don't know. But yeah, we all stand together. I think the world could do with being reminded that that's the case. So that's next week's theme. Continuing this week's theme, though, for I must smash into it because I am running extremely late now. This suggested by... oh, blimey, Riley, I've got to do this again. Another new Bruce. C.W. Johan. Johan, though, probably. C.W. Johan, thank you very much for this suggestion. This is Ice House, Mr. Big.
We'll be right back.
champions, and thank you very much for joining me this week. We will be back next week at 7 p.m. UK time, where the theme will be We All Stand Together. I will now leave you with Australia's official band. I bet you thought I wasn't going to play any of them, but no. Melding the fact that it was Burns Night last week and Australia Day as well, this is AC/DC featuring some exquisite bagpipe action as suggested by Davey Bott. Thank you very much and good night.
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Shaved head, tatted up, about 6'3". He was our neighbour when we lived on Hotham Street. And though we never got his name, we called him Keith. Keith had a white Volkswagen Amarok that he parked out front his house, with a steel two-wheeler trailer that he liked to tow around. One day our mate was coming round and parked out on the street, and little did we know we had just started World War III. Little did we know we had just started World War III. The bloke was seething, he was enraged. Knocked on our door, like a dog in a cage. We opened up, his face was red. Took off his speedies and he said,
"Don't park in my trailer, cut. Don't park in my spot. It's the second time this week and I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side."
Had a gathering. A pregnant woman pulled up in a CRV, spotted a park and said, "Well, that's for me." Well, wouldn't you know, that very moment around the corner came Keith. He pulled his ute up next to her and then he said quite cordially,
"Oh, g'day love, that's my house, so you'll have to park elsewhere."
She said, "Surely you could just as easily park it over there." "Surely you could just as easily park it over there." And from our porch, we watched the scene. As something snapped, the man turned green. He pointed his finger and he said it clear. Open up his lungs for the world to hear.
"Don't fuck with my trailer, cut. Don't park in my spot. It's the second time this weekend I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side."
Tuesday afternoon we last saw Keith. The current affair crew came rolling down the street. He heard a knock and opened up his door, shocked and perplexed.
Tracy Grimshaw.
She held the mic right up to his face, called him out for everything and said, "You're a disgrace." But Keith wasn't listening. His eyes were locked deadpan, staring at the camera crew and where they parked the van. He said,
"Don't fuck with my trailer, cut. Don't park in my spot. Keith, it's the second time this weekend I'm about to lose the plot.
Don't do it!